Blog Talk Radio.
Good day to all of you, and welcome to the All About Jesus broadcast, coming to you live from HNLC Studios on Blog Talk Radio every second and fourth Tuesday of every month. This is Minister Renee Ellis, also known as the Little One, and I would like to introduce to some and present to others, by the grace of God, your host, my mother, Minister Ruth Ellis.
Hallelujah, hallelujah. Oh, we thank you, Lord. Full glory to your name. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Looking unto Jesus, the author and the finisher of our faith, who for the joy that was set before him endured the cross, despising the shame, and is now set down at the right hand of the throne of God. Oh, God, we love you today. Oh, Baba, we honor you, Lord. Hallelujah. We greet you, Lord. It's all about you, Jesus. Jesus, you're so soon to come. Lord, help us to be ready when you come. In the name of Jesus, thank you. Thank you for your love. Thank you for loving us, oh God. Thank you for watching round our bedside. You didn't let no hurt, harm, or danger befall us. Oh, hallelujah. You kept us from corona and all these plagues and all this stuff that's going on in this land. You kept us safe, God. Thank you. Thank you for our families. Thank you for being good to us. We give your name all the praise, all the glory, and all the honor. Glory, we are celebrating Jesus today. Thank you, Lord. We are so grateful for another day. Ooh, glory to God. A day of great expectation. A day of perfect peace. And a day of joyful strength. Lord, we give you all the glory. We magnify your name above all names. We make your name greater. We make your name great. We make your name greater and greater because you are so good to us. Thank you, Lord. Thank you for your love. Father, why thank you. Whew. Renee, where are you, darling?
Yes,
oh,
ma'am, I am here. Hallelujah.
God, I am,
glory
you
to
know,
God.
I'm happy about Jesus.
Yes.
You know, we sing that song, we have great expectations. We are expecting great things.
Yes.
And we thank God for his glory. We thank God for his goodness.
Amen.
We serve a good God.
Yes, we do.
We serve a very good God.
Yes,
today,
we do.
I'm on assignment, darling. I'm on assignment.
Yes, ma'am.
I need your help today on this. And so what I'm going to do, we're going a little different direction. What
okay.
I'm going to ask you to do is to greet our audience, give honor to our sponsors, pray for our listeners, bless them, and then I'd like you to continue to pray and for us and opening up our the scripture, and then I want to get right into the lesson for the day, talking about perfect peace in Isaiah 26 and 3. So
yes,
let the Lord use you, and what I would like you to do also is because a lot of people will not have maybe their Bibles or books today. So would you, when you give the announcement, would you give the announcement again for those who did not get the Bible verses that we're going to give them today? Because it is imperative that they have those verses so they can study them. All right?
Amen. 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 Yes,
all
ma'am.
Right.
To God be all the glory for the
yes.
great things that he has done, is doing, and will yet do, that
yes.
we have yet to see that he has
yes.
already accomplished for us in our Woo. Lives right now and for our future.
Yes,
yes, he's good in the past, and he's good
mm-hmm.
in the present, and he's
mm-hmm.
good in the future. And he is the same yesterday, today, and forevermore.
That's the word, honey.
Truly,
that's the
it
word.
Is an honor and a privilege to be able to be before you on this day, brothers and sisters, to be able to come before you. We bless you all in the name of Jesus the Christ. We give recognition first and foremost to the head of our lives. And our
yes.
everything, our Lord and
yes.
Savior, Jesus the Christ. We
That's
give
right.
Respect and recognition to our pastors,
yes.
Chief Apostle Dr. Prince A. Miles and Pastor
That's
Lady
right.
Monica R. Miles of the International Gospel Deliverance Center Church, located in
yes.
Southfield, Michigan. And we also give respect and honor and recognition to our covering, our founders, our sponsors.
Yes.
and founders of Harvest New Life Church International, Apostle Charles
right.
E. Ellis and Pastor Patty Ellis of Plano,
yes.
Texas. We thank God for
yes.
them allowing us to be a part of the HNLC Studios broadcasting team for
mm.
giving us the opportunity to be on this platform. We do not take it
yeah.
lightly.
No, we
this
do
is
not.
A very special assignment that the Lord has given
yes.
unto us, and we are grateful. Truly, it is a wonderful time when we can come together as brothers and sisters in the family of God to study
yes.
the Word of God together as a family
yes.
unit, united in Christ, in
yes.
Jesus the Christ. Amen.
Amen.
Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus.
Yes.
Lord, we thank you for this time. We thank you for this
yes.
moment. We thank you for this opportunity. We thank you, Lord, for the meal that you have prepared for us on this day by your
yes,
hand
Lord.
Personally
Ooh.
To deliver unto us, O God.
Yes,
we thank you
yes.
for being at your feet and sitting at your table to be able to glean and eat the morsels that you will have us to glean and eat on today from your word,
yes,
O
Lord.
God. For you are perfect peace, Lord da, Jesus.
Da, da, da.
You are peace.
Ooh.
Itself. You are peace.
Yes.
And you gave us your peace. And we thank
yes.
you, Lord, for peace being distributed in the
mm-hmm.
spirit right now
yes.
through
Ooh.
The airwaves to mm. every
ah.
single
Ooh.
Person within the sound
yes.
of my voice. No matter
That's
what time
right.
they will listen
Ooh.
To this. Let
That's
the anointing
right.
flow.
Ooh,
Lord, your presence
anointing.
Is there right there with them.
Ooh,
your presence
anointing.
Is right
Ooh.
There with them.
Yes,
the anointing
yes, yes,
of
yes.
the Most High God flow
Ooh,
through these
Lord.
Airwaves
Ooh.
Right now in the mighty
Ooh.
Name of Jesus. The
yes.
anointing, the peace of
Stop.
God, the peace
yes.
of God, the
Touch
peace
him,
of God that passes all
Touch
understanding,
him,
the balm of Gilead. The peace of God, which is the balm of Gilead, to heal
yes.
the soul,
yes.
to heal
yes.
the mind,
yes.
to heal
yes.
the heart,
the
to heal the emotions, to heal
yes.
the body, oh God.
The
oh, we
body.
Thank you for it. We thank you for being the sweet balm, the healing balm of Gilead. And
Ooh.
We thank you for your peace. Holy Spirit, you are welcome here. Oh,
you
but we
so
welcome
well.
Your presence.
Ooh.
We welcome your presence. For
yes.
you are strong in this place. And we
yes.
thank you for hiding us all behind the cross
Hallelujah.
So that it is all of you and none of
mm-hmm.
us, oh God. And we
That's
thank
it.
You also for putting your words
yes.
on our tongue and on our lips.
Yes.
That which you
oh.
will have us to deliver unto your people, oh God. Lord, we ask that you look and touch on each and every household that is represented
yes.
here in the listening audience
yes.
right now. Lord, we thank
yes.
you for moving on their behalf, whatever their petition.
Yes, we do.
Lord, we thank you
yes.
for exceeding their expectation. In
Jesus'
yes. name we pray.
In
and we thank
Jesus
you. We pray
name.
For strength. We pray for health.
Yes.
We pray for peace.
Yes.
We pray for
yes.
for endurance. And we thank
yes.
you, Lord, that in you and through you, we can do all things.
All things. Oh,
through you, Lord
Jesus God.
Christ,
Woo,
who gives us the strength. And you have given us the spirit of power, love,
mm-hmm.
and of a sound
and
mind.
A sound mind.
And not the spirit of fear.
Thank
in
you,
Jesus' name we pray.
In Jesus'
Amen.
Name. Oh, glory to God.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Thank
glory
you,
glory to God.
Thank
you
for your
Jesus.
Anointing.
Hallelujah.
Oh, we love you today. We
thank
love
you,
you today.
Hallelujah.
Father, we thank you.
Oh, thank
I'm
you,
going
Jesus.
To piggyback on what the little one always asked in the beginning of her in the ministry when she asked to get your Bibles and your pen and paper. Get that out because we're going to need that today. There are scriptures that you must have. God wants you to have, all of us, to have these scriptures and that there is a spiritual anointing and a challenge that God is putting out before us. So wherever you get your translations or whatever you have to write these scriptures down today. We've got a lot to cover. So the very first thing, sweetheart, thank you. That was a powerful prayer. And I'm trying to calm myself down so that I can bring out these words today. We
you and
have
I both,
dealing
brother,
with...
I am so full.
Ooh,
I am so full right
God.
Now. I mean,
God,
the presence of the Lord is so strong.
The presence. He's here.
He is
and
so
he's
strong.
Right there.
He's
Ooh. Right there with every listening person who
is
listening on purpose.
He is right there
with
you.
This is your day. This is your day.
There is no distance in the spirit.
Woo! Glory to God.
There is no distance in the spirit.
No, it is not. Oh, praise God. Now, sweetheart, would you please read Isaiah 26:3? In the Amplified, Isaiah 26:3. And for our audience, please write that down, Isaiah 26:3. We're going to start with that.
Isaiah 26:3, coming from the Amplified Classic Edition, it says, you will guard him and keep him in perfect and constant peace.
Mm-hmm.
Whose mind, both its inclination and its character is stayed on you.
Mm-hmm.
Because
mm-hmm.
he commits himself to you,
yes.
leans on you,
mm-hmm.
and hopes confidently in you, Abba.
Yes. Ultimate confidence and trust. The Lord says to me, he said, daughter, he said, you've been reading this scripture for a long time. You've quoted it and you've been reading it a long time. He said, but my people are not imperfect, so we're going to examine that today. First of all, we want to deal with the word perfect. What does it mean to be to have perfect or what does perfect mean to us? Well, as I was looking up some of the scripture or the meanings of it, it means perfect means being without flaws, being no defeat, no fault. Perfect means real. It's not fake. Perfect means being exact, precise, complete. Listen to these words. This is what God wants us to be complete, precise, whole, entire, nothing missing and nothing broken. So as we read that scripture, because there is so much turmoil going on from our, in the world perspective, in our country perspective, in our leadership perspective, in our homes, in our neighborhoods, there is so much chaos and things going on. And God said, I want my people to be in perfect, without defect, without any defect. I want you to be in perfect peace 24/7. And you know, there are those that say, can that really happen? Can you really do that? Well, we're going to talk about that. Sweetheart, would you define peace for me? Now, we've talked about perfect. Would you define peace for me?
Absolutely. Peace, it is a noun.
Mm-hmm.
And it means freedom from disturbance.
Okay.
Tranquility.
Yes.
Calm. Calmness.
Yes.
Restfulness. Soundlessness, quietness, stillness,
mm-hmm.
peacefulness,
mm-hmm.
serenity,
mm-hmm.
Rest, ease,
yes.
to be at
yes.
ease,
Lord,
to be
help us.
In comfort,
yes,
to be peaceful. And it also means, you know, when and as you were talking about the word perfect
mm-hmm.
and peace go together.
Yes,
perfectly.
Yes.
Because they both mean wholeness.
Yes.
Being without something missing.
Yes.
Being perfect, being whole and entire, missing
yes.
and lacking nothing.
Nothing. Woo, Jesus. Amen. And peaceful, blessed quietness. Keeping an atmosphere of spiritual order, peaceful reverence, and blessed quietness. Keeping free from strife, anger, and disagreements with, and deliberate control. Having deliberate control over emotional situations. The Lord wants his children to be peaceful, to enjoy this perfect peace. He said if we keep our mind stayed on him. Now, Matthew 5:9, it says, blessed are the peacemakers, for they shall be called the children of God. Would you read that in the Amplified, Matthew 5:9? Because people, those that love the Lord, those that know the Lord, those that have given their life to God and said, Lord, come into my heart, we ought to be peacemakers. And God said,
Amen.
You will be called his child. Go ahead and
Amen.
Read that, sweetheart.
Matthew 5:9. In the Amplified Classic Edition, it reads, blessed, enjoying enviable happiness, spiritually
oh, wow.
prosperous,
wow.
with life, joy, and satisfaction in God's mm. favor and salvation, regardless of their outward conditions,
my
are the makers and the maintainers of peace.
Ooh.
For they shall be called the sons of God.
My Lord. Now, that is one of the goals that we want to experience My love.
Not just a peacemaker, it said a peace maintainer.
And a maintainer. I thank you for that. And I like that part that says they'll be happy. You know, you see a lot of long faces around. There's a lot of things that's going on that make, you know, if we look at things as they are, you know, there's many situations where people are walking around looking like they're lost and don't know what to do. Scripture, read Isaiah from the Amplified. Isaiah 57:19-21, and it's about peace, and it's so important. And I pray that Radio Land, you're really listening and taking these scriptures down, because we are going to need this. God said, and you know, when the Lord gives you something, there's a reason why he's letting us know that we have got to pay attention, focus on peace, on perfect peace. It is possible to walk with the Lord and have perfect peace 24/7. So let's look at Isaiah 57:19-21.
Yes. And as you were saying, Mommy, it is possible because Scripture says with man it is impossible. But with God, things are possible. Isaiah chapter 57, verses 19 through 21 says, peace, peace to him who is far off, both Jew and Gentile, and to him who is near, says the Lord. I create the fruit of his lips, and I will heal him and make his lips blossom anew with speech in thankful praise. Verse 20 says, but the wicked are like the troubled sea, it cannot rest, and its waters cast up mire and dirt. Verse 21 says, there is no peace, says my God, for the wicked.
Oh, saints of God, Radio Land, everyone who can hear my voice, I don't care how much money people have. I don't care where they came from, what kind of the track or this or that or the other. The word of God says there is no peace for the wicked. And so one of our prayers is, Lord, keep us from the evil of this world. If you really want to see and figure what is going on, just read 2 Timothy 3:1-5. I'm going to repeat that again. It's called perilous times. It says in the last days, perilous times. We are in the last and the last and the last of the days. And there is, in terms of the world system, in terms of what we are dealing with, there is no peace. It's chaos and hatred and division and all of these ugly things. That's why it is so important to get right with God and let him give us that perfect peace.
Amen.
Amen?
Amen. That's good word.
You want to say something
good
there?
Good word, Mommy. The peace of God for his children, you know, that the children of God enjoy his peace. And we should be enjoying his peace. And perfect peace is a gift.
Yes.
Jesus gave us his peace.
He's the prince.
It's a gift.
Yes,
he
it is a gift.
He is a gift. Jesus
yes,
the Christ is a gift.
He
is the prince of peace.
Yes.
He is the Prince of Peace.
Yes, amen. There are benefits of knowing the Lord and having a beautiful relationship with him. There's benefits. He
yes.
makes available to his children, to those who love him. He makes himself available to you.
Yes.
God will keep his children in perfect peace who keep
yes.
their mind on him and godly things.
And that
Why?
Is a promise.
Because he, yes, it is a promise. And we can have ultimate confidence. God is not a God that he should lie.
That's right.
Hallelujah.
And he said, I will never leave you, and I will never forsake you. And God put the word peace in Scripture 429 times.
All right.
The word peace is in Scripture 429 times. That is
critical.
Something, yes, very important.
Yes,
very
important.
Absolutely.
You know, the scripture says when God says something once, pay attention. But when he says it twice, really pay attention. And when he says it 400 and some times, we better pay attention.
Yes,
woo!
Absolutely.
Glory
absolutely.
To God.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
God will give us 100% guaranteed perfect peace at all times. And you know, we've been studying the long life, the abundant life. We've been studying that for quite some time. And there are many, many scriptures in our Bible that talks about peace.
Yes.
But God has specifically picked out 5 scriptures that he wants us to deal with in the next 21 days. We are fasting with the word of God. It's not about food. It's about reading. Well, it's spiritual food. It's about reading the word of God. I'm getting ready to give you 5 scriptures, and I want to keep real notice of the time to make sure that we get them all in, because this is going to be vital to deal with these and deal with this the rest of this year and in the year 22 to come. The 5 specific scriptures, he's given us instructions on how to enjoy perfect peace. So I would encourage you to have a calendar and mark off. Actually, when I went through the calendar, 21 days end on November the 1st. If everybody starts today and say, I'm going to walk in the word of God and I'm going to work on myself, that I'm going to have perfect peace in whatever circumstance, whatever situation, and I'm telling you, we have been through some doozies since we've been on this radio. We have been going through some, and but God, hey,
but God.
Oh, he's a deliverer.
Oh, yes, he is.
This is why when we come on and when we go off, we come on praising him.
You
people don't know. You say, you don't know my story. Praise the Lord. But anyway, let me start with scripture number 1. Please write these down. And hopefully our little one will be able to go and tell us again the telephone, the number, so you can replay it and get these scriptures and replay it. Because you need to go over these the next 21 days. Now, Matthew 4, verses 1 through 11. I'm going to say it again. Matthew 4, verses 1 through 11. What that talks about there is Jesus is our perfect example how to deal with the devil, how to deal with Satan's lies, his accusations, his falsehood, his cover-up, and everything that he does. Jesus is our perfect example, and when you read that, read it through. Read it out loud so your ears can hear, because faith comes by hearing, and mm-hmm. hearing comes by the word of God. Mm-hmm. When you read that, copy it. Mimic him. Imitate him.
Yes, that is the scripture. You know, that is the passage of scripture where he was led into the wilderness and tempted.
That's right.
He was led into the wilderness by the Spirit of God and tempted by the enemy. And every single time the enemy came at him, he said, "It is written."
He defended it with the word of God. Will you read that part there? Read that from your Amplified.
You know, I don't know how far you want me to go down, but I'll read verses 3 and 4. Actually,
okay.
I'll read 2, 3, and 4. Verse 2,
okay.
Beginning at verse 2 in Matthew chapter 4. It says, "And when he went without food for 40 days and 40 nights, and later
he was
hungry.
Yes.
And the tempter came and said to him, 'If you are God's son, command these stones to be made loaves of bread.'"
Mm-hmm.
"But Jesus replied, it has been written, man shall not live and be upheld and sustained by
bread alone. Yes.
But by
every word. And that's
that
what
comes
we're doing
forth
now.
From
out of
the mouth of God.
Of God. Ooh, glory to God. So what happened next?
Verse 5 says, "Then the devil took him into the holy city and placed him on a turret, a pinnacle, a gable of the temple sanctuary. And he said to him, 'If you are the Son of God, throw yourself down. For it is written, he will give his angels charge over you, and they will bear you up in their hands, lest you strike your foot against a stone.'"
Want him to commit
Jesus
suicide.
Said to him, "On the other hand, it is written also, You shall not test thoroughly or try exceedingly the Lord your God." "And again, the devil took him up on a very high mountain and showed him all the kingdoms of the world and the glory, the splendor, the magnificence, the preeminence, and the excellence of them. And he said to him," Jesus said, the enemy said in verse 9,
the devil
said, "These things all taken together I will give you if you will prostrate yourself before me and do homage and worship me." Then Jesus said to him, "Be gone, Satan.
Be gone. Get out of my face. There you go.
For it has been written,
you
shall worship the Lord your God and him alone.
And him only." That's it.
"Shall you serve."
That's it. That's
the devil
good word
departed
right
from
there.
Him. And behold, angels came and ministered to him.
Amen. And that is
basically all of Matthew chapter 4, verses 1 through 11.
Yeah, that was a perfect example of what we are to do when all this crazy stuff, the enemy comes with his lies, and all this crazy darkness comes. We tell Satan, "Get out of my face. Get out of here." All right, Sid, how I'm doing?
Yes, we've got about 10 minutes.
Okay, Psalm 34, 1 through 22, and the verse we're dealing with, again, is the 14th verse, "Seek peace and pursue it." When we seek peace and perfect peace, he wants, the word of God says, go after it, pursue it. Do you have that in the Amplified?
Yes. It says, "Depart from evil and do good. Seek, inquire for, and crave peace.
Crave peace. Oh,
and
I
pursue
love that right there.
And go after it.
Go after it. So that's what we need to do, because this will bring health, long life to our body. We wonder why we dealing with blood pressure. Why are we dealing with sickness and disease? Why are we concerned about COVID and all of these things that's out here? Yes, we want to use our wisdom, and yes, we want to do the things that's right, but the emotional part, people are scared to even touch people or be near them. God has not given us the spirit of fear, as was prayed earlier this few minutes ago. Also, let's skip to, and I like that word, crave. Go after God with everything that's in you. Crave
and
him.
I was just going to say, Mommy, Jesus is peace. He is the Prince of Peace. And if we read this scripture, Psalm 34:14, we can read it this way. Depart from evil and do good. Seek, inquire for, and crave Jesus.
Crave Jesus. And remember,
and pursue and go after him.
Come on. Remember, Psalm 34 is where we get our 18 golden nuggets. That's where we've been for the last several ministries dealing with that. So Psalm 34, 1 through 22, long life. You read that, and put it into your spirit. Get it off of the page and get it into your heart. All right, James 3, 1 through 18, how to control the words that come out of our mouth. Can you just read that part about perfect peace?
James chapter 3, verses 17 and 18. It says, but the wisdom from above is first of all pure, undefiled. Then it is peace-loving, courteous, considerate, and gentle. It is willing to yield to reason. It is full of compassion and good fruits. It is wholehearted and straightforward, impartial and unfeigned, free from doubt, wavering, and insincerity. And verse 18 says, and the harvest of righteousness, of conformity to God's will in thought and in deed, is the fruit of the seed sown in peace by those who work for and make peace in themselves and in others. That peace, which means concord, agreement, and harmony between individuals with undisturbedness in a peaceful mind, free from fears and agitating passions and moral conflicts.
My. I'm telling you, the word of God is healing. The word of God is alive. If we would do what the word say, we would be 100% well. 100% well. In other words, we would not let all of this crazy stuff that's going on in this world upset us, in our home, in our neighborhood, on our job, whatever the situation. Let me get to the next one. Philippians 4, 4 through 9. Philippians 4, 4 through 9. This scripture is power-packed with healing words for perfect peace. It will help us to examine our own circumstances. It'll help us to examine ourselves. What in the world is on my mind? What am I thinking about? Why am I disturbed? Why am I getting agitated? Why am I emotionally upset? What's going on? You got to read that scripture and put it in your spirit. Stop where you are when you realize, wait a minute, something's not right here. It's still in my perfect, there is a thief. There is a devil on the line, and he's got to go. Read that for me in the Amplified, baby.
Yes, Philippians chapter 4, just verses 8 and 9. It says, for the rest, brethren, whatever is true, whatever is worthy of reverence and is honorable and seemly, whatever is just, whatever is pure, whatever is lovely and lovable, whatever is kind and winsome and gracious,
uh-huh.
if there is any virtue and excellence, if there is anything worthy of praise, think on and weigh and take account of these things. Fix your minds on them. Verse 9 says, practice what you have learned and received and heard and seen in me, and model your way of living on it, and the God of peace, of untroubled, undisturbed well-being will be with you.
My. The last scripture, and see, the Lord wants us to, these particular scriptures are extremely, extremely, you talked about 400 and how many times about peace in the Word of God?
429, and our time is,
all right.
is getting away from us. But I know
okay.
we have one more scripture we have to.
Yes, let's do St. John 14:23-27. We may not be able to read it all, but let's see what we can do, especially Jesus is talking here. Read that part.
Yes, John 14, and I'll read verse 27. He says, peace mm-hmm. I leave with you. My own peace I now give and bequeath to you. Not as the world gives do I give to you. Do not let your hearts be troubled, neither let them be afraid. Stop allowing yourselves to be agitated and disturbed, and do not permit yourselves to be fearful and intimidated and cowardly and unsettled.
And Jesus said, my peace is not like the world. Their peace is temporary. God's peace is everlasting to everlasting. And he will send the Holy Spirit. Father, we thank you right now in the name
thank
of
you,
Jesus. Bring your people to you, those that have wandered off. Bring them home
thank
to you,
you,
Lord God. We thank
yes,
you
Lord.
Right now. We thank you for, ooh, glory to God, this special peace. Oh,
yes,
thank you,
peace.
Lord. Thank you
thank
for,
you for perfect,
perfect
peace.
Peace we thank you for perfect peace over
thank
our
you,
loved ones, over our listeners, that you will be blessed going through the rest of this month, the rest of next month, and the rest of this year. We speak the glory of God over you. The Lord bless each and every one of you. The Lord, lift up his countenance, his eyes on you. The Lord lift, my goodness. The Lord bless you right now and give you his peace, that everlasting peace in the name of Jesus. Oh,
hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Glory to
God.
Let's go
out praising him.
Hallelujah. Thank you,
Lord,
Jesus.
We love you.
Hallelujah. Glory to your name, Lord. Bless your name. Oh, we glorify you. Oh, but we magnify you. Oh, but we exalt you and we exalt you, oh God. Hallelujah.